This podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Imagine a world in which your hand was considered evil. Today on the pod, people who are born with evil hands.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
what?
That's so wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Wait. They did what? Is the podcast that looks back in time and makes us think, that maybe wasn't the best idea. I'm Tiliotti Black, and today we're going to start with a quiz question. What do you think the following people have in common? Former US President Barack Obama, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, talk show host Oprah Winfrey, pop star Justin Bieber, basketballer LeBron James, and me, Tiliotti Black.
They're all famous people. They're all rich.
Not bad, but also not right. In fact, the opposite of right. Obama, Bill, Oprah, Jay Biebs, and LeBron, and me, were all left-handed.
Oh, same here.
My sister is ambidextrous.
So is my sister.
What?
Whoa, ambidextrous is someone who is left and right-handed, aka superhuman. But luckily your sisters and that list of famous lefties weren't born, well, any time around the 15 to 1600s. Because something rather sinister happened to left-handers in that era.
If people were left-handed and they were girls, they were burned because people think they were witches.
Yep, in the Middle Ages, left-handedness was considered evil. In fact, that word I used before, sinister, translates to on the left side in Latin. But fast forward a few hundred years to when we stopped burning so-called witches, and to when left-handedness wasn't considered so much as evil, but it was considered a problem. Right up until the late 70s, Aussie teachers would make lefty kids write with their right.
I just say to the boy, and it's usually a boy again, I say, look here, laddie, we go this way in this world. We don't go that way. And I show him with my left hand, so I'm lucky in that.
Because you were left-handed originally.
That's right. And so I show him how to write it this way, which is a right-handed world.
Let's fact-check that with old statistician Till here, shall we?
About 10% of all people are left-handed, with a slightly higher rate in people who identify as male. Specifically, 11% of males are left-handed compared to 9% of females.
Okay, Mr. Teacher from 1978, we'll let you claim that most lefties are boys. But what exactly was the problem with left-handed kids?
So they thought that everyone should be right-handed because it's so normal.
They didn't like,
They didn't like different things. Everyone had to be the same or you were outcasted.
Pretty much. I mean, there were some theories that people who were left-handed wouldn't be able to read and write as well as others. But hello, Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Tiliotti Black. Pretty bright sparks, if you ask me. By the late 70s, people started questioning that school of thought, like this radio talkback caller.
Yes, look, I have two daughters, one right-handed, one left-handed. But out of the two daughters, the left-hand one did far better, went on to university, learned to read, write, more so than the right-handed one.
Case closed. But despite the evidence that there were loads of perfectly smart left-handers across the globe, teachers still insisted on making kids use their right. And their methods could be downright scary.
Your hand would be whipped until you used your other hand.
That's crazy.
Jeez. My granddad got that.
Oh my God. Like by his teachers?
Yeah. And his dad.
Oh.
Yikes, your poor granddad. And he wasn't the only one. This left-handed talkback caller from the 70s copped it too.
I was hit, you know, on the legs as a child because I was told I must write with my right hand. And I couldn't. I was frightened.
Well, fortunately, apparently that's not done anymore. You'll be glad to know.
But my point is this, and that is I think we should leave the child with the left hand and let them go along.
Let them go along. Hear, hear, wise 70s woman. By the 80s, lefty kids were free to use the hand that came naturally. But to be honest, some things can still be a challenge.
when they're writing, they like smudge their writing as they're writing.
Using scissors.
And lots of like sports.
Playing golf.
Like they can't, they have to get like separate things, so it might be annoying.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we can support our left-handed buddies to make life accessible. That could mean making sure they have left-handed scissors, can openers, guitars, and most importantly, remember, being left is all right. Till next time, I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Hey, so hitting people is no joke. If you or someone you know is being hurt by anyone, you should tell a trusted adult. Or you could also try calling the Kids Helpline. They're on 1-800-55-1800. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.